This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is settling in at his new home, the White House, after taking office Wednesday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
The new president and first lady stood on the White House's north steps before walking inside with their family. In past years, the incoming president would have been at the executive mansion before the inauguration, greeted by his predecessor. But Donald Trump did not invite the Bidens, nor stay in Washington for the ceremony itself, snubbing his successor entirely. But other ex-presidents were there.
Order!
Presidents Clinton, Bush, and Obama also joined the Bidens at Arlington National Cemetery's Tomb of the Unknowns in a bipartisan display of unity before a pandemic-shortened inaugural parade.
How does it feel, Mr. President?
Feel safe.
With the new president walking the last stretch down Pennsylvania Avenue. Sagar Magani, Washington.
On his first day in office, Biden began dismantling Donald Trump's legacy by signing a series of executive actions that reverse course on immigration, climate change, racial equity, and the handling of coronavirus pandemic. The new president signed the orders just hours after taking the oath of office with the stroke of a pen. President Biden intends to halt construction of Trump's U.S.-Mexico border wall, end the ban on travel from some Muslim-majority countries, rejoin the Paris Climate Accord, and the World Health Organization revoked the approval of the Keystone XL oil pipeline. Former U.S. President Donald Trump was driven to his Mar-a-Lago club in Palm Beach, Florida. Time to get behind the wall of the resort before his term as president expired at noon. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate on Wednesday approved Avril Haines as the Director of National Intelligence, the nation's top intelligence job. It makes her the first of President Biden's nominees to be approved. Haines will be the first woman to serve as DNI. A suicide attacker using an explosive vest killed at least 13 people and injured at least 30 in a central Baghdad market. Police and medical sources said Thursday it was a rare deadly attack in the Iraqi capital, which has seen almost no such bombing since the military defeat of the Islamic State in Iraq in 2017. Police sources said the death toll from the attack inside a crowded market in Baghdad Square could rise as some wounded people were in critical condition. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports early testing seems to show that coronavirus vaccines are less effective against the mutating variants of the virus.
Researchers from Rockefeller University conducted the most comprehensive testing so far on mutations of the coronavirus and find that the antibodies generated in people who were vaccinated are less able to block versions of the virus with certain mutations. But researchers insist the vaccines are still very effective and people should get the shots.
That is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. Aid agencies are urging the Biden administration to immediately revoke the designation of the Houthi rebel movement in Yemen as a foreign terrorist organization to avoid a humanitarian catastrophe. The Secretary General of the Norwegian Refugee Council calls the Trump administration's last-minute terrorist designation of the Houthis a reckless and destructive move. Maintaining the sanctions will have devastating consequences. He said that 70,000 people are now in famine. The figure is 16 million on the verge of starvation, which is the one step before famine. And he says it's a very real figure. He says incoming U.S. President Joe Biden must make Yemen a top priority. China's foreign ministry is describing outgoing U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo as a doomsday clown and says his designation of China as a perpetrator of genocide and crimes against humanity is merely a piece of waste paper. However, many in the international community agree with Pompeo. A Chinese spokesperson says the allegations of abuses against Muslim minority groups are a malicious farce concocted by individual anti-China and anti-communist forces represented by Pompeo. Pompeo's announcement does not require any immediate action, although the U.S. must take the designation into account in formulating policy. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.